We are joined in the media center by current number one qualifier in the top field division, Clay Milliken.
I just wasn't
going to ask you John Force's questions. Clay ran a 3.749 at 325.30 miles per hour in the first qualifying session. You made a great run in the heat of the day, knowing that it's going to be hot for the remainder of the weekend. What does that do for your confidence level?
Well, I mean, it was awesome. And I'm just going to kind of quote what Mike Clover said. He said that first qualifying run was basically, and I'm going to put this in my words, that was like a we got to do a buyback, like in bracket racing, for first round from Atlanta. He knew there was more in the car, and he said, bolt for bolt, yeah, the car was identical to what it was set up in Atlanta when we raced Antron. We went 377 there, but it was identical, same combination, just head gasket change for the weather, and it went 74. So, I mean, basically, for him, that run was kind of a validation of where he had the car set up in Atlanta, and it didn't do it. Not blaming the Bonifants. I'm going to look there because I know he always watches in any way, because that's where all the clutch discs come from. No, he's not here, Don. I know he's watching on Facebook Live. But we had a disc that wore more than we thought it should, and so the car went 77 in Atlanta. And so Mike was just really excited, and, you know, and he didn't really tell me that, to be honest with you, and I know a lot of the drivers do this, and I'm certainly bad about it, too. When I went by the scoreboard, I kind of looked up, and I thought, was that a 74? I'm like, nah, had to be a 79. Because, you know, there was some 79s in front of us there, and I thought, 79, that's a pretty dang good run, you know. And I kept calling them on the radio. This track's long enough, nobody really answered me, so I thought, well, I don't know if it was a 74 or 79, and it turns out it was a 74, so...
Yeah.
It didn't surprise Mike, but it did me, you know, so that was almost like John Force linked answering a question, wasn't it?
So you talked about, we're back at BMP after a 9-year last year. We returned after a 9-year hiatus. What does it feel to be back here again after the year under your belt? How does that feel to be back?
It's pretty awesome. You know, I have a horrible memory on the stats and things we've done. But I can tell you what I did here last year, because it was a screw-up on the driver's part. I went red first round racing Leah, and as soon as I got here, I'm like, man, I don't want to do that again this year. You know, it was a total mistake on my part. But, I mean, you know, it's funny. You ask, you know, about here, and, of course, I'm going to talk about IHRA a little bit. Hopefully, you know, that's okay. So at the house, we have this big case thing where our TV's at, and I have 36 of my 50 IHRA trophies there. And so Mike's wife, Corrine, actually posted a photo. They got here Tuesday because they're basically on the road living in their motorhome, and took a photo in front of the winner's circle right over here. And so I was like, me and Mike have been there before. And so I don't know where is the rest of the trophies at? They're in the attic, which is horrible. So 36 of them are on display, and Donna's like, you're cluttering up with the rest of these trophies, so they're in the attic. But I just quickly looked at the 36, and three of them were wins here at Richmond. So I honestly don't know how many IHRA races we won here, but I know we won three. So I'm very comfortable here. You know, I've been up and down this racetrack a lot. But for the NHRA to come back and to see the massive crowd we had today, it's fun. And I'm going to tell you another thing. They got a young man here named Tyler Crosnow who's awesome. I've known that kid since he was a youngster, not old enough to drive, and I used to see him at Jackson Dragway taking pictures. And, you know, he works here, and he does a great job, and he's a good kid, and he loves racing. He loves drag racing, and that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Did you guys bypass that last session? Mm-hmm. Was there a reason for that?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, we actually, Mike, you know, said, I don't know that we have a reason to run other than I think we can go quicker. And then, you know, economically, you know, you just got to kind of look at it. And so we got together as a group. I'm pointing at Scott Gardner over here, Scott, Doug, and the entire team. We did not leave a single person out. We all got in a huddle. And Mike said, I don't know that I have a real reason to run, because the conditions we're going to run in are not going to be what we're going to race in. And y'all know we're a small team. And so, you know, it was just one of those deals where, all right, how do we make that decision? You know, we think the other cars are going to step up, and we didn't expect to stay number one. I'm 100% say that right now. I didn't expect to stay number one. So we made the decision that if we fell below fifth, which is always kind of our goal coming into a race, we want to be qualified in the top five. Mm-hmm. And so our decision was, if we fell below fifth, then at that point we would make the run. Well, we didn't fall below fifth, and I fully expected Leah to go number one, to be honest with you. But, you know, I'm kind of pleasantly surprised that I'm standing up here. Do I think it'll stay there tomorrow? Probably not if it's cool outside or if it's close to what it was today. For one, I think we can go quicker because Mike said he thought we could, or at least he thought we could on the evening run. I don't know if we can on the day run, but if it's hotter, you know, it'll probably stay. But what that always does, and we see this in drag racing, you know, we showed everybody you can go 74 in those kind of conditions. And so I promise you, every one of them are in the trailer like, all right, I can speed my drive shaft up right here. I can move a clutch flow here. And so everybody will go quicker. You know, if somebody shows you can, something can be done, then other people can do it. So, but we're happy with the way the car run. I mean, you know, I hate not to run, you know, especially for the fans, but I mean, we just had to look at it for what's best for our team. And, you know, that was what we did. You know, it was a group decision by far. Right?